99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Oh my gosh, look at this. 60, is this right? 66 degrees?
Believe it or not, that's
right. It's warmer. I'm not going to argue. I'm John Potter, live and local. That's the Reno temperature, so you know it's local. If I were not here, I'd be floating on the Truckee River. I'm starting to see those inner tubes and rafts coming down the Truckee. Craig, have you ever done that?
A long time ago, before they actually did the water park right there at Wingfield. Oh, yeah.
Before that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was real rapids back in the day.
Yeah, well, they also had the slight dam partway up. So they were controlling it after that part, but yeah, it was a blast going. You can go all the way from Truckee down. There's actually excursions that do that now, that you go and go to Truckee and get all the way through down to Reno, and then they get on a van and go back up and do it again or go home.
If you put your raft down like at Mayberry, where it meets up with McCarran, right around there, the River Run area, it will take you 3 hours to get to downtown on the raft. And there's a lot of nothing going on. You know, it's really easy going and stuff, mixed in with a few half minutes of terror, because there's some really like sharp rocks just sticking out. You have to know which way. Do I go on the left side of this boulder here, or do I go on the right? And it's really chancy and dangerous, and so many people get hurt.
We just had that happen this week, where a raft got punctured and
yes,
left five people in the water and had to be rescued.
You usually see like the rafts are inner tubes and they have a rope tied to them and pulling the people in the raft. They have a smaller raft with the beer cooler. It's tied up like a trailer as people are going down the Truckee. So there's a lot of bad stuff on the that you step onto, a lot of glass, probably needles and things like that. So, but it's got 3.5 hours and you want a little sunburn, you know, it's not a bad thing to do. It's one of the great things that people do now that you never saw people go in the river in the 70s. Oh my God, there's somebody in the river. Anyway.
Yeah, call 911. Oh, 911 didn't exist back then.
No, right, exactly.
Call them
right,
the full number.
Gonna start off with a warning. Don't see this movie Backrooms. Oh my God. Just horrific. It's stupid. I'd give you the plot, but I don't know what the plot was. And we sat there for 2 hours watching this movie. At my age, time is important to me. And this had no plot. I don't understand what the soldiers were doing at the end, or why there was a 10-foot-tall pirate monster. I didn't get that. You know, the trailer looks fantastic. No coherent plot. I just had the worst part of my week. And we had some bad news this week and we like to keep track of our Reno radio and TV legends, but we lost one this week. And you folks have been living in this area for a while. We'll recognize the name Lady J. Now, I didn't get to work with her. I remember. I think she started on, does anybody remember the radio station 1270 Sparks?
Oh, yeah.
It was 1270 AM. I think this was her first job. And they played mainly oldies. I was on KCBN. I was on 1230. And right next door was 1270 Sparks. And they had a little studio there. I think it was on Greenbrae. And Lady J started there. And I lost track of her. And where did she go after that, Craig? You worked with her, right?
I worked with her over at the American Matters Studios in the Reno Town Mall.
The jazz show.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, well, she was actually, when I went over there, she was actually producing all the stuff, all the content that was being sent from there down to here to Jerry to put on the air on the weekends. But yeah, she was doing the smooth jazz. Absolutely beautiful lady.
Yeah.
Had a little rough patch once COVID, because she lost her husband Craig to COVID. Mm. Well, COVID enhanced the loss, but then Lady J passed away from her battle with cancer on the weekend or the evening, Wednesday. Early Thursday morning.
She wasn't that old, right?
You know, I tried to find
younger
out how
me.
Old she was, but I couldn't.
Yeah, younger than me, I'm sure.
Well, yeah.
That's a shame, but, you know, this is the time we're rapidly losing everybody who was in World War II, and the same goes for anybody of that era. So God bless her, Lady J.
I believe somebody is putting together a visitation time or celebration of life time so that, you know, we can all get together who worked with her. And she touched... Literally, as far as she did, 30 years just here in Northern Nevada, maybe even more.
Yeah, one of those that stayed in the town that they loved instead of jumping around and trying to get the bigger radio job like I stupidly did. Okay, so we had a great week. Otherwise, the cattle drive was cool. You know what was interesting, though? I was told by somebody... that, okay, here are the cowboys, right? They're dressed up in the old West wear and looking like a cowboy. Firearms are prohibited at the Reno Rodeo cattle drive. The participants dressed up in old West in the cattle drive, but no holsters or empty holsters. And I checked, no six shooters allowed for the cowboys and cowgirls on horseback. I'm not saying that's wrong or right. I don't know. It's just kind of a surprise to me. I can get it. You know, no firearms in this store or, you know, schools or whatever. But the cowboys? All right. And I'm facing some major challenges in life. For example, tomorrow is Father's Day. When grilling hot dogs on a griddle, do I leave them round or do I slice them longwise and lay them out flat and cook them that way, because that's the way my father always cooked hot dogs. Now, these are important questions for me, and I ask this because it was my birthday Wednesday, and Kathy gave me something for outdoor cooking. Was it a Blackstone? Was it the green egg? No, we don't get stuff like that. We don't even get the name brand things. My birthday gift from Kathy was a Member's Mark outdoor griddle. The box says easy to assemble, but you know, I hook it up to the propane, so there is a griddle for me now. It's like a very simplified stove or wood, you know, thing, grill. We have a grill. And I don't use it because to clean the thing is a monstrous task. It's just horrendous. The griddle, you don't have to go through all that. And, you know, she knew that. So Kathy said, I want you to cook. You will love this. So I have an outdoor griddle, and this will connect to my innate and manly need to cook hash browns and bacon outside in the middle of winter, and I'm so looking forward to it. And I did not do this last Saturday. I forgot, and maybe it's more appropriate now since the primary vote has been finalized in Washoe County and Carson and Douglas, all the counties in Nevada. The primary vote has been finalized, and they were sent to the Secretary of State yesterday for their records. Congratulations. I want to say congratulations to all the primary election winners that we had as guests on this show. We're very happy for Assembly 40 Republican Julie Butler, who we had on twice. Her first run for office, I think, and she won handily. Republican County Commissioner candidate John Killeran was on the show just a few weeks ago. He had an upset victory in his race. Lyon County Commissioner Scott Keller, we had Scott on, I think, twice. He won. Commissioner candidate Michael Triplett who I believe had never run before. We had him on twice. He was a winner his first time running in politics. And we had more candidates on the show who won. And I'm sorry if I don't recall you good folks right now, but most were winners. And they are all good people, and I'm happy that we could help. By the way, we apparently don't get a break. There are candidates right now putting up their ugly campaign signs on fences that they don't own, facing busy streets for visual pollution. There's a Reno Municipal Court Judge candidate who plastered her posters all along East Plum. I will tend not to vote for you. I haven't looked into, you know, your record or beliefs or anything, but, you know, they're putting up campaign signs now to last into November. It's going to be a very long summer, or through November, you know, because many of them just stay up there. I know I got something against the signs. I just... one reason I live here is for the amazing scenery, and signs and litter just drive me up a wall. So anyway, we're going to get it. Oh, I got a piece of mail from some organization, an envelope stamped with 0.08 postage, 8 cents. How did the rest of us get that? Okay, we got to take a break. We have plenty of guests today, including Adam Carolla, who is appearing at the Carson City Nugget. I have to look up when the shows are. Maybe Craig knows. Do we have tickets? When is he appearing? Are we going to find out that later, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we'll break it to him easy.
Yeah, we do research here. So, Adam Carolla, that's going to be great, man. He has done so much. He was on O'Reilly Factor. Remember that? Rolling with Carolla. He has a lot of beliefs I think you folks will really like, and he's funny. So that's coming up. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Back shortly, FM News Talk, time 9:18.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Is the Iran war really over with? I'm John Potter, live and local. If this really is over, if it really happens, I am so grateful for this. We wake up to a better world today than we woke up a few months ago. We would have killed a lot of them, and they would have killed some of us. And that prospect is essentially abated, at least. The likelihood of that occurring is diminished. I hate the deal that the president made for reasons people smarter than me have already said all week long on the news channels. You know, it's a terrible deal. Oh, my gosh. You know, the deal even lets Iran pick the next James Bond. I mean, other countries looked at this deal and they said, please, Mr. President, can you bomb us, too? But the lives of many of our servicemen are now preserved. You know, we spent weeks saying, you know, Lord, give us peace over there. Give us peace. And it looks like we've got peace today. I don't know. But if we are getting it, I am rejoicing. That brings to mind we had another very special flight last weekend coming to Reno. Came from Phoenix, arrived at the Reno airport last Sunday, bringing dozens of Northern Nevada veterans home. Honor Flight Nevada flew 35 veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials there. I've been around a while. Yeah, and, you know, when I was a young man, a boy in school, a fair number of my teachers were veterans of World War II. And one of the new younger teachers we had was in high school was a veteran of Vietnam. He wore a patch over where his right eye used to be. And my English teacher, he was a man who had this big gash that was healed up on his forehead. And he acquired that wound, liberating France from the Nazis. There were in that era many men in their middle age who had fought in the Second World War. And there would be, in the years that followed, a large number of men moving through their 30s and 40s who fought in Vietnam. And now, of course, we live in the shadow of the global war on terror, and so many of the men and women who fought in that conflict to defend our country are now, don't tell them this, but they are now in middle age. And when I was young, the men who had been veterans were respected. I remember the volunteer fire department where I grew up. We had several World War II veterans in there who were, in many ways, the backbone of that department. If you look at our U.S. Congress in the 50s and 60s, if you looked at the administrations of our presidents, you saw a lot of veterans of the United States military who had fought in World War II. And you saw people who were bettered by their service, who were looked up to by their neighbors. But maybe 30, 40 years ago, there started to be a change. I remember I was covering for my TV station in Las Vegas the 1985 Nevada State Democratic Convention. It was at the Sahara Hotel and Casino. And I remember somebody got up and they gave a talk about how that party had to look after veterans. But they described veterans, to be honest with you, like they were a bunch of walking wounded, like veterans were some sad group which had been misused and neglected, and they needed mostly help to get through life. And that feeling that somehow those who wore the military uniform are in some way inside them broken, I think that's a far more common perception now than it was before. As we look at the veterans of earlier wars in the course of my lifetime, and I recognize that there are challenges which, you know, can come as a consequence of military service, you know, stresses and traumas that have an impact upon their mental health, that's undeniable. But to look merely at that and to see that as defining of that veteran or of the collective veteran's experience, I believe is mistaken. Because in the experience of a veteran, they've also, in the course of their service, acquired strength and leadership, just like their forebears who fought the earlier wars. And increasingly, you see many of our business owners and many members of Congress are veterans of war. They, in the course of their service in uniform, they acquired capabilities, attitudes, values, experience that equipped them to serve well long after they leave uniform. And for some, that will be in business. For some, it will be in service organizations. And for some, it'll be elective office. The people who served in the military are not all the walking wounded, needing of pity or extra sympathy or care. They rather are the rising generation of our society's leaders. Do those people come back better? The lessons they learned, the discipline they acquired, the adversity they faced, tempered them and made them people who will help strengthen our country, just as their veteran fathers and grandfathers did after their service in uniform. Resist this impulse to depict veterans, Democrats or whoever else, resist the impulse to depict veterans as walking wounded. We respect the challenges. You know, we stand with them, and we want to be supportive in every way. Don't feel pity. Feel admiration. You are not in the presence of a broken person. You are in the presence of a hero. Now, that hero may need your support in a given situation or not, but when the crap hits the fan, when the life stresses are here, when our society faces real challenges now or in the future, I bet you dollars to donuts that those people are going to be the anchors for the rest of us. It may be that they simply use the lessons of discipline and hard work they gained in the military to be some of the best employees that their bosses are going to have. Or they'll use some of that initiative that they learned in the military to start or buy or take over their own business and become the best employers that anybody could have. And when there's somebody that you know, something that needs to be done in their community, when somebody's got to step forward and serve, more often than not, it's the veteran's hand. It's going to go up, and it's going to render that service. And that's how it was where I used to live, and that's how I believe it is all across America, outside of what the news media tells us. The veterans are rugged. They are experienced. They are wise. They've seen some things, and they know how to get things done. And everybody should have access to whatever services and compassion they need, obviously. But to make this perception of the veteran as somebody who is like struggling and continually from some emotional wound of his or her service, that does them a disservice. It brings a bit of, you shouldn't have been there, and it hides them away from the public. I just say, view the tremendous asset that these people have. They are overwhelmingly capable. The ones I know, not people needing our coddling, but people who will step up and lead. Reading American history, which I love to do, as you look at the founding fathers and the role that so many of them played in the Revolutionary War, as you look at the whole string of presidents who served ably in the Civil War, and as you look at, again, the experience of those who fought in the First and Second World Wars in Korea and in Vietnam, generation after generation, those who bore the burden of defending our nation in uniform, they were the dominant leaders of their time. And I believe, and I'm going to wrap this up, I believe as we look at veterans of the global war on terror today, that we should expect the same exact thing. Yeah, they may have some scars of body or mind, but they are still better than any 10 of the rest of us combined. That's my opinion. I'm John Potter, live and local, back shortly. Fox News next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
I'm at the point where I'm thinking about losing weight. But when you think about losing weight, every little particle of hunger you have seems amplified. And so even though I had a bagel with peanut butter this morning for breakfast, I am nonetheless famished. And I believe that by falling back on body fat reserves, I'll be able to get through all the way through this program without fainting. But we're not sure about that. Hi, Derek Lee.
Hello, John Potter. How are you today?
You highly recommend, what is that great weight loss product you have?
Oh, we have lots of things that can contribute to weight loss.
There's one specifically that has the name, doesn't it?
Oh, you're talking about Fat Buster, John?
Fat Buster and Fat Burner.
We actually we graduated with the Fat Buster transformed into Miracle Liver because it does very similar things, and it's actually more effective. So Miracle Liver is the new Fat Buster.
Is two perfect things, losing weight and helping your liver in one product.
Yeah, it's pretty miraculous. We actually found out this morning that so we had a customer who was doing the scan, who's working with us with the scan and correcting her cell tissue. She's been taking Miracle Liver for about a year now.
Yeah,
and she's like pretty advanced liver issues. Her enzymes are really high, liver enzymes are really high. She's been taking Miracle Liver for about a year, and all her cell tissue and the energy of her liver is in perfect health now. Mm-hmm. And so we did work on her this morning, and it's amazing how her liver is her best organ now.
Well, I've heard the liver can come back if you treat it properly.
Yeah.
And it's a very resilient organ.
It is, yeah.
So this is Derek Lee from BrainHealthFormulas.com, and you can find Miracle Liver at that website, BrainHealthFormulas.com. So no more Fat Burner, no more Fat Buster?
No, Fat Burner, yeah, no one really bought the Fat Burner. Okay. And it's kind of a challenge to utilize L-carnitine, and that's been always the big hang-up with it, is that the body's ability to convert it into something usable is a challenge.
Okay.
So we scrapped that one, we let that one go, and we transformed Fat Burner into Miracle, or Fat Buster into Miracle Liver, and Miracle Liver's 10 times more effective than the Fat Buster was.
I want to skip ahead to the bioresonance scan because we always talk about it at the end of the interview.
Yeah.
I think it needs its place in the beginning of our interview with you. Your bioresonance machine, I guess.
It's just a program.
A program. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's impressive. It's brand new, a brand new technology nobody else has in this area. Bioresonance. Okay. So obviously you've had more people through it and you have seen more results.
Yeah.
Tell us about those.
So we have three or four people who've been coming in now for at least a few weeks. Sometimes some people, there's been one person from the beginning who are type 2 diabetics. And so here's where it gets really interesting. We have one customer in particular who is type 2 diabetic. I don't know for how long, maybe 10 years. And so one of the doctors doesn't understand this factor. He told me this a couple of days ago, that his fasting blood glucose at night before bed is around 150, right? Or excuse me, is around 110, so that's not bad. Mm-hmm. And then by morning, it jumps to 150. With no eating, he's fasted. He doesn't eat anything post before bed. So between when he goes to sleep to when he wakes up, he doesn't eat anything. But his glucose jumps 40 points while he's sleeping. And so his doctor doesn't understand why his glucose is jumping. I'm like, well, that's because the glucose is not the result of the pancreas misfunction or dysfunction. The liver regulates glucose. So if the liver detects that there's not enough glucose in the blood, the liver will generate glucose to even that out. So the reason his glucose is actually spiking doesn't have to do with the pancreas. It's the liver dysfunction, not a pancreas dysfunction.
But we've always heard that it's never good to go to sleep with a full stomach. So this person purposely tries to have an empty stomach when they go to bed?
It's for people who are type 2 diabetic, it's better to.
Okay.
But, because that way their sugar doesn't spike during the night.
Right. Oh, I didn't know there were any negatives to going to bed without food in your stomach. I mean, I heard it was because you cannot metabolize overnight. Your body slows down.
Yeah.
So more of that food turns into fat, and that's a bad thing.
Right. So that's. I mean, if everyone ate early and the food was able to metabolize a couple hours before going to bed, just that alone, Americans would probably be a lot more healthy. But it's inevitably we like to eat our ice cream, like to have our sweets before going to bed for some reason, and so it's a habit, it's habitual, and that's something we as Americans, I believe, like to do that more so than any other country.
So what do you do? How much do you have before you go to bed?
I try to eat a couple hours before going to bed. Some days when I get home late at work, I'll eat something small and light.
Okay.
Just because I will get heartburn. I will burp up whatever I had middle of the night. So I just try to eat light. I try to eat a very little amount of food at night before dinner, and it actually helps me keep my weight at a pretty constant.
So how did the bioresonance scan pick out this problem with the pancreas and all?
Well, I know the information about the pancreas and the liver.
Yeah.
And so his scan was great. His pancreas is great. The way his pancreatic islets are. Mm-hmm. So the pancreas is just an organ, right?
Right.
It's the pancreatic A cells, the A islet cells, is what produces insulin. And so we actually worked on those. We worked on the function of the pancreas. And there's the pancreatic islet B cells, B as in boy. And so those produce glucagon. So those two cells produce 99% of all function of the pancreas. So it's not just the pancreas, it's how we produce those hormones. And so we can correct all those things with the bioresonance scanner. And so that's what we've been doing.
You are extremely well-read.
I learn as we go.
You could probably get a medical license with your knowledge.
I probably could pretty easily, yeah.
Amazing. Okay. So any other results from the bioresonance scans that fascinates me, really?
We've been able to improve people's scalps, people who have hair loss,
Now you got my attention here.
Because it's microorganisms in the scalp that's disrupting the transference of nutrients. So we improve the health of the scalp, then people's hair starts growing back. It's been really fascinating to watch that.
But as you age, you lose.
Well, if you think about aging.
So how do you regenerate?
Regenerating. It's about removing what's causing the disruption. Microorganisms in the scalp is what's causing the disruption. So as we start to disrupt those microorganisms, the scalp actually rebuilds itself.
Good Lord. Okay.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, this is what we've been finding with everyone, from people who even have early onset Parkinson's. We had a customer who has early onset Parkinson's, and he started doing research because he still has essential tremors. So he was able to identify which parts of the brain affect the essential tremors. So it's the motor cortex. And so the astrocytes was one part of it. And the thalamus, I believe it was, the thalamus is another part of it. The thalamus is encompassed into the gray matter of the brain, and the astrocytes and the gray matter are two areas we can target and start to correct with our bioresonance scanner.
So the bioresonance scanner can detect the microorganisms causing a problem with hair growth in the scalp.
Yep.
So what can be the fix-it there?
Do we continually weaken the microorganisms, and we continue to repair the cell tissue with frequency? So we can do both at the same time. And so we can really address just about everything. Any health ailment we can start to work on, we can start to improve, we can start to address. So we've actually made great progress to every single person that has come in. And so there's one tricky person in particular. He's been dealing with traumatic brain injury for 15 years, going in and out of doctors' offices, trying to make progress. And so he was maybe my biggest project so far, and we finally got him to turn the corner this week, and I'm really excited for him.
So you have one bioresonance scanner?
We have two.
Okay, I know you were going to order another
one.
Yeah,
so we actually we've been using two scanners this week. So yeah, it's really efficient.
And they're busy, okay. You can find out more about the scanner on the website, brainhealthformulas.com. Do you have that brochure right there on the website?
Yeah, it's right there.
That's a great brochure.
The bioresonance scan there's a whole page on the website for that. So there's a lot of information. If people have more questions about it, you can always give me a call at 775-634-7789. We can work on memory. I believe microorganisms is what disrupts all electrical communication.
Yeah.
And so it's not that we age, and as we age, we start to develop ailments.
Sure.
It's microorganisms that have been living in us for a long period of time, and they're the ones that are actually doing the disruption.
Okay, and you can make an appointment with Derek to go through the bioresonance scanner. The lab, offices, and store is in South Reno at 780 Smith Ridge Drive. And in the meantime, we're going to take a break. Check out brainhealthformulas.com. All right, news about Restore, Dopexil, and natokinase formula.
Yep.
Up next, exciting news. Up next, one more segment with Derek Lee. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 947.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's the weekend with John Potter.
I wish I lived in the golden age.
99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
When Derek Lee walked in, he complimented my shirt. And I love this shirt. I really do.
It's great.
I mean, I look so good in it.
You do.
Do you know whose shirt it is?
I have no idea.
It's my wife's.
Oh, wow. It looks beautiful on you. Look, you fit that shirt perfectly.
I'm not a cross-dresser, okay? But we are the same size.
Wow.
I could wear her shirts.
That's amazing.
Now, hey, and John, quick question for you. You're wearing her shirt. Did you notice the button-up is different than on the female version of the shirt?
No, I noticed the collar is a lot narrower and thinner, but no, I didn't notice that about the, I don't know the top button rule about shirt. Oh, you're right. It's got a little loop here on the top. That is the most feminine part of the shirt. Otherwise, it looks great on me. I feel free walking in stores and everything with this. Men, wear your wife's shirt. No, really. I think this is. Why do they get all the good shirts?
It's just material. The wife wears pants in the family, so why don't you wear the shirt?
Right, she does. Actually, she handed me her jeans. She got a new pair of jeans, so I get to wear them.
That's great.
Same size.
That's fantastic.
Except the pant legs, it's about a foot short.
Wow.
Getting down to my feet. So I only wear them around home working in the backyard. I'm not a cross-dresser. Okay, let's talk business here. Derek Lee, Brain Health Formula, and the material of the shirt, too.
That's what I was going to comment on.
Yeah, the material. Why do men have to wear the scratchy fabrics. Why can't we have the satin here?
I think it's because the women's clothes cost 10 times more than guys.
Well, they're worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. Folks, if you're new to Restore, which I think was your first product.
Yep.
A reminder of the benefits of the Restore, which really triggered the whole line of products that you have. Run through those benefits of Restore.
Restore really activates the brain and balances the immune system. So our immune system functions really, it's a direct correlation with how our brain's functioning. So when we can improve activity in the brain, that balances our immune system. And so what we've found and what people have communicated to me over the years is that for a lot of people, it reduces brain fog. It just improves brain activity. People feel better. People get to communicate what they feel, what they think more easily. And so we get calls every week saying, am I supposed to notice that my brain is working better in only a couple of days? I'm like, well, for about 60% of the people, that happens within a couple of days. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 weeks. Especially when you pair Restore and Dopexil together, then those benefits compound even faster. And so I got a call from a gentleman who is in his early 90s this week saying, I feel better. It's only been a couple of days. Is this normal? I'm like, yes, sir, it is. And because it's people just, if people are deficient, and so especially with Dopexil, if people are deficient in dopamine, it makes a huge impact really fast. If people's brains just are slow because mm-hmm. we're aging, you know, for me, it transformed everything for me in my early 40s.
Right.
So everyone's different. And so it can have an effect on someone really fast. And at the same time, sometimes it just needs to build because it's based on the amino acid complex that I built. So sometimes it takes a little while to build in the brain or for us to recognize what it's doing. And so it's always going to have an effect. We might not recognize how it's working, but it's always going to be benefiting something.
It sharpens me up after brain fog. And I had a terrible case of brain fog midweek this week.
Oh, wow.
I've taken I don't want to take them every night. You know, those little blue sleep pills that they sell at Costco. I don't know what's in them. Sleep aid or whatever they are. So I got in the habit of taking one before I go to bed because the frickin' cats are getting me up at 4:30 in the morning. It's my fault. I started their day giving them a treat. Big mistake. So every week goes by, they wake me up earlier and earlier. The one cat bites my nose and bites my hand and the one jumps on me and things like that. So I need sleep. And so I started taking these little blue sleep pills, and they put me to sleep. But the next day, oh, my God, the brain fog. It's like half of my brain is dead. And so I took Restore this morning, and here I am yapping away like things are working again.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It really is the antidote to taking something like those sleep pills.
Right.
I'm torn. I don't know how to get the sleep. It's a cat problem. Okay, Dopexil.
Yep.
Dopexil, tell us about it.
Dopexil improves our production of dopamine. So every decade, every 10 years we're alive, we decrease our production of dopamine by 50%. So by the time we get to our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, we're producing very little dopamine. The interesting thing about dopamine is the primary hormone that fuels our nervous system. And so if we don't have good electrical communication from our brain to our toes, then that in itself defines neuropathy, because neuropathy is lack of electrical communication. That's a nervous system. Our nervous system is our electrical field. And so dopamine drives that. And so we get a lot of calls saying
electrical is brain centered, right?
Our entire body is electrical, but our brain drives that electrical communication. Dopamine is the primary hormone that drives that.
I got you.
And so if we're deficient in dopamine, if we're deficient in that hormone to drive that electrical communication, then that's what happens. That is neuropathy. Okay. And so if we can improve our dopamine production, that's going to spark our nervous system, our electrical communication to improve. And for some people, that in itself, restoring Dopexil, reverse neuropathy for some people. Because we reignite that electrical communication. And it's because neuropathy has to do with lack of electrical communication. That's what burning in the feet is. That is what numbness is. It is not enough electrical communication. That's the nervous system. So that's dopamine. And so that's Dopexil. So restoring Dopexil can reverse neuropathy. For some people, it takes time. For some people, it's acute. It happens really fast. And so that's the benefit of Dopexil.
Neuropathy sounds really serious.
It can be. It's just, for a lot of people, it's just aging. We just lose feeling in our feet. We lose feeling in our fingertips.
Thank God I haven't felt that.
That's great. Yeah.
Well, I've been taking restoring Dopexil. Well, good. Yeah, I turned 72 this week. I don't know why I keep repeating that.
Happy birthday, John.
Okay, thank you. And finally, nattokinase.
Yeah, this is another. To me, this is more of a miracle. How this formula works. We've been able to reverse liver fibrosis with this. So people have blood clots or thick blood. A lot of times blood clots form because of high fibrin content in our blood.
Okay, we got to wrap it up.
Okay, I'll be quick. Anyways, people can call at 775-634-7789. 775-634-7789. If anyone has questions about nattokinase, Dopexil, Miracle Liver, Restore, or any other products on my website, or if anyone wants to call and ask questions about the bioresonance scanner, feel free. That's my number. Brainhealthformulas.com is the website.
We talked about Restore, Dopexil, nattokinase, and the liver.
Miracle Liver.
Miracle Liver, and of course, bioresonance scan. You can find it all at brainhealthformulas.com. Thanks, Derek. Talk
thanks,
to you.
John.
Bye.